as coach when I first came here, what role I was going to play. I just told coach, you know, whatever you need me to do, I'll do. You know, I'll come here and I'll continue, what we did, in the history, our past history together, playing ball. I know what he does. I know what he expects out of his players. And, if I can help the younger guys get better, then I'll do that.
There was a report that you had ankle surgery this offseason. Is that true? And what was it for? And where are you in the recovery?
I had a minor scope. This is a bone spur, nothing major. I felt good a long time ago, but, obviously, I don't make the decisions as far as when I can go and when I can't go. But after a time, Detroit felt like it was okay for me to go. So I became a free agent later on in free agency. And like I said, I've just been training down in Miami, just getting ready for the season, wherever it is I was going to play at. And, we were able to work things out here in Philly and come back here and play ball.
Coach Schwartz told us about a story about when he wanted to hold you out of practice and you didn't want to. He held out, and you said your streak was going to come to an end. You still feel that way at this point in your career, and you don't want to miss any practice time?
I just love football. I think this is my 26th, 27th year playing football. I started back in 1991 when I was about 5 years old, and it's just a way of life for me. It's something I love to do. I have a passion for practice. I have a passion for the game. I play hard. I work hard. I take care of my body. I do what I have to do. And like I said, if I can help the younger guys, become better pros and do what they got to do to help this team get better. I got a lot of love and respect for Coach Schwartz. I always thank him for the opportunity I had in Tennessee, for having him draft me or push to draft me back in 2006 when nobody else really wanted to go after me. And so, like I said, when he called me, I want to come here and help build this team.
Do you remember what he was talking about, that story? He said it was probably like 2013 or something. He was in training camp and he wanted to kind of give you a day off and you kind of
we were in training camp. But he knows how I am. I prepare. To me, practice is more important than the game. When you miss a rep, you miss something, and you can't make it up. And so I try to be present every day that I'm out here on this field. And, we're playing a kid's game. I'm 31 years old, and be able to come out here and play this game, it's pretty fun.
You started most of your career. Would you be willing to be a backup again if you
did? Well, like I said, I'm coming here to play ball, and, whatever's asked of me, I'll do. I'm going to compete every day. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to work hard, and I'll let the coaches do what they do and the management take care of their business. But I'm just coming here to whatever's asked me to do, I'm going to do it, and that's what they're going to expect out of me.
Along those lines, Doug Peterson said he wants to put you on a special team group at some point. Would you be willing to do that? When's the last time you played special teams?
I haven't played special teams probably. It's probably 2006, 2007. But like I said, I've practiced it. With scout team, my days in Detroit and Tennessee. So, like I said, whatever they need me to do, like I said, I'm here to help this team out and do the best I can do.
Now, what makes you such a good fit in Jim Schwartz's game?
Well, I've played it for many years. I think we're going on 11 years now. I probably played it 6 or 7 years. We had some great defenses. I remember back in our days in Tennessee, with Albert Haynesworth and Kyle Vandenbosch and Keith Bullock, we had number one defense at 1 year, and what he does works. It's just a matter of putting the players in place to make plays and execute it. It's not a complicated defense. It's just he's going to make it so everybody can fit their role and not ask too much of players to do. And it's a downhill aggressive defense, turnovers, and get after people. And it's been very, very beneficial to my career, and I know it'll be beneficial to the Philadelphia Eagles.
What's the responsibility of Mike in this game?
Well, in this scheme, the responsibility is to set the front, set the defense, and attack. You can't float as a linebacker. You got to get downhill and be aggressive. You have great defensive linemen here. I haven't seen a group of defensive linemen like this since year 5, year 6 of my career. A lot of talent up front. When you have talent like that up front, you can just play ball as a linebacker. It's a linebacker's dream to be able to run around and make plays with Cox and those guys up front, Curry. But he doesn't demand a lot from his linebackers. Just be aggressive and make plays.
How did you think you came back from the injury last year?
I felt good. Obviously, it's my first time ever, missing a game in my career, 2014. It was challenging. It was something that I definitely wasn't used to. It took a little time to get back. I think as the season went on, I got better at it. And my body felt great about mid-season, I can say. And, it was a different role for me, but something that I embraced and I was able to, you know, pass my wisdom on to younger guys when I was out. But now that I'm back healthy and I feel good, I have a lot of football left in me.
How did that affect your feelings towards celebrating sacks?
You know, it's the nature of the, you know, I mean, it's freak accident. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, it's something that, you know, hey, you know, I've done it millions of times. You know, like I said, I've started 131 games straight leading to that point. But it's something that, you know, I've overcame and was able to come back from, and you know, now I'm here.
How do you balance with a kid like Jordan Hicks, who as a rookie had a pretty good year, wanting to be a mentor but also kind of wanting to not, you know, impose yourself, you know, and how do you balance kind of the whole process of being a leader and an older guy and a mentor?
First off, I think Jordan Hicks is a real good player. I think he's very smart. I think he has a lot of ability, good range, can run a lot, you know, and I give him wisdom, and I just talk to him. You know, I'm not here to step on anybody's toes. You know, I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to work hard every day. And if those guys can follow my lead, or if they can outdo me, then, you know, they outdo me. But I'm going to go out here and give everything I have every day. That's just the way I am, the person I am, and how I play the game. And nothing to take away from those guys. And I know that they have a lot of ability and a lot of young talent in that room. But I'm going to work. And if you guys will be out here, I'm going to work and give everything I have and help bring this group along.
When you first talked to the Eagles like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it obviously didn't work out then, but did you kind of have a feeling that eventually this was going to happen?
I mean, there was a couple teams that, you know, we were kind of dealing with in between. You know, obviously we talked to Philly and you know, the relationship that I had with Coach Schwartz was, you know, something that I really considered. And, you know, as time went on and, you know, after this last preseason game, you know, I got a phone call and things got a little more serious and we were able to work things out, and I'm here.
Aside from the relationship with Schwartz, the knowledge of his defense, does it allow you to step in like this late in the summer and catch up before you've been would have with another team?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I mean, I feel most comfortable with this defense. You know, Terrell Austin's defense in Detroit, very good defense, and something I was, you know, getting used to, you know, going into my second year there. But, you know, obviously I've played in this defense for about 6-7 years. And, you know, numerous playoff games, you know, battling back, you know, down, you know, to the Colts many years in that division and the AFC South. So, you know, we've been through it. You know, a lot of tweaks. You know, some tweaks have been made along the way, you know, through his time through Buffalo coming here. But it's pretty much the same defense.
Where have you been since the Lions let you go? You know, how have you been training?
Well, I've been training in Miami. I train in Miami all off season, and I travel. I love to travel, and you know, I work hard and I enjoy life. And like I said, my main home's in Miami, and my trainers are down there. And
where'd I travel?
You know, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Jamaica. You know, all through the Caribbean. No, I don't know.
I've been a lot of places. Did you talk to Schwartz very much during this time?
No. I haven't talked to him until recently. You know, just been watching him.
Schwartz said he has a lot of respect for 10-year pros. He put an emphasis on that. What does it take to survive in the league as long as you have?
I can't believe it's been 11 years now. I mean, I remember talking to him when I was 20 years old, right before I got drafted in 2006. And to see how time has flown, you know, it's almost unreal. You know, I think I just take care of my body. You know, I invest my money in my body. You know, I hire trainers, massage therapists, chiropractors. I do so much, you know, acupuncture. And I try to pass it on to younger guys. You know, it's about taking care of your body. You know, investing yourself, and it's like an investment. You know, invest in the stock market over time, you know, compound interest. You know, as you invest in your body over time, you'll play a long time. And I've been blessed enough to do that and have mentors. Like Zach Tollins and London Fletcher and Ray Lewis kind of showed me the way over the years how to be a pro, and it's worked out for me.
Last one, guys.
You said that Coach Schwartz kind of stuck his neck out for you and drafted you. Did he ever tell you that story, how he ended up?
I'll leave you with this story. So in 2006, I go to the NFL Combine. I'm measuring 5'10", some change, whatever I was. And it was the second day of the draft, and they're about to draft a guy from another school. And so Coach Schwartz goes into Fisher's office and makes a little tape of, you know, my highlights in college and with Dave McGinnis at the time. And, you know, changed Coach Fisher's mind. And Florida Reese at the time was the general manager. And I was the 116th pick in the 2004 draft. And that was it. I came to Tennessee, and the rest is history.
Who was the other linebacker?
I'm not gonna put him out there, but it was another guy, and I'm fortunate enough to get drafted and still be here in the league.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
You guys have a good one.
You too.